Today, I'm meeting with the therapist Dr. Now arranged to come talk to me. Maybe she can explain to Dr. Now that losing weight is harder for me than other people. Lord knows I need an advocate. Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you this beautiful afternoon?
It's cold.
Okay. How's about here?
Okay.
Well, welcome to your first therapeutic process. So, at what point in time did food become an issue for you?
I've always been upsized.
Mm-hmm.
But when it got out of hand for me, was on the day my mom died. I cried and I ate.
Okay. Before we dive into that, how old were you when you became a mom?
15.
What was that like for you?
My mama said, "You done it. Fix it."
Do you have siblings?
One older brother. Three younger brothers. One got killed when he was 18.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. How did your family change when your brother was killed?
The night my brother got killed, my mom, "It's all your fault. It's all your fault. He would have been at home if he didn't want to be at your house." It holds a lot.
A lot of pain. Even though your mom's not present to blame you for things anymore, it sounds as if you've begun blaming yourself over and over again. You have no control over a lot of the things that have happened in your life, but by being blamed for them, they've become traumatized for you. It can make anyone isolate themselves and avoid life.
Well, I guess I better get up and find something to do outside, huh?
Definitely. So since being under the doctor's care, are you losing weight at the rate that you're expected to?
No, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try my hardest.
Oftentimes, when people who are larger than what is medically safe set out on a weight loss program, the weight comes off pretty rapidly in the beginning. And so the fact that you're not losing weight at the rate that you're supposed to, it points to you're not doing everything that you're supposed to do. What are you prepared to do differently? What are you able to start today that's going to make a difference? Because saying the right things to me, to the doctor, or to anyone else isn't going to serve you if you don't put the actions behind it. It's time for you to make the decision to take matters into your own hands and be responsible for the preparation of your meals. Be responsible for your physical activity.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to continuing to work with you, Miss Lisa.
Me too.
I feel like today's session with Lisa went well. She's a somewhat difficult candidate for therapy in that she's avoidant of expressing her feelings openly. There were glimpses of the real Lisa, but the pain runs very deep. Her complacency regarding her weight loss journey is very damaging to her overall psyche, and the fact that it feels comfortable and safe to her are really things to worry about. Lisa fears not being liked or loved or wanted, and she fears that people won't be there for her. Thus, it leads her to project this happy-go-lucky personality and avoid addressing what her current life issues are.